On today's Keeping It Real, Cam tells us about how the elf on the shelf came into his house and left prematurely. So if you have believers listening, beware.
To get us in the Christmas spirit, I'd like to share some creative things my wife and I have done to deal with the elf on the shelf. If you have young children listening, change the channel now. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, this will be lost on you. But if you do know what the elf on the shelf is and you've had enough, listen closely. For us, the elf began as being cute, but in my household now has become something else entirely. It's cute like a growling pit bull is cute. Cute like a Portuguese man-o-war in your swimming pool is cute. Cute like sleep-deprived, crazed, and stressed parents are cute. It stopped being fun. We first embraced the idea. We created simple, funny scenarios around our house the elf had caused. But the kids wanted a new scenario every morning, and my wife and I would scour the internet to find simple ideas that we could copy. But after long days of work and all the normal stress of the holidays, having to create a new elf scene every night after the kids went to bed became a problem. We slowly began hating the elf, and then began devising ways to get rid of him. First, the elf wrote messages that he had to return to the North Pole for a multi-day conference with Santa, and he'd be back next week. And since I traveled to conferences a good bit, the kids thought it was reasonable. They understood. Then we realized we might could manipulate the kids by having the elf leave notes about their behavior. So the elf began commenting on discipline issues and grades and clothes left on the floor and how he had to report everything to Santa. And that worked for a while. But my wife and I got tired of all this and maybe made some bad decisions. The kids wrote a note to the elf asking if Santa loved them. We wrote back that he loved three of them. We have four kids. They freaked out, but they straightened up for a few days. The thing that helped my wife and me the most, but will probably keep us out of heaven, is when we had my buddy Greg, who drives the UPS truck in our neighborhood, deliver an overnight letter to the kids. I met up with Greg early on his route and gave it to him, and later that day, he came to the front door and handed it to the kids. It was a note from Santa, saying the elf had contracted the Ebola virus and was under quarantine, and if he lived, he might be back next year. The kids were crushed, and my wife and I felt awful for a moment or two. Say, I hear the influenza virus is running rampant this year, taking out creatures, great and small, human and elven. Consider this a Christmas gift from me. I'm Cam Marston. I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.